Morning, everyone. I could almost say good morning individually to each one of you. Since we do this at OHR is, of course, slightly late for the event. We've got 3 points this morning. The first concerns the Srebrenica Commission. The High Representative, at the request of RS Prime Minister Vukelevic, agreed yesterday to extend the deadline for the Srebrenica Commission to present its report. And the deadline is extended until the end of March. At a meeting held yesterday in Sarajevo, the RS Prime Minister explained to the High Representative that initial delays in setting up the working group and the sheer volume of work required has meant that the working group is not in a position to report by the end of February. The RS Prime Minister yesterday gave his personal undertaking that the working group would report by the end of this month. The High Representative said, and I quote, "I expect you to keep track of the progress of this group and ensure that your ministries cooperate in full. They should be obeying the spirit as well as the letter of the law." If the March deadline is not met, the High Representative said that he would have to consider what action will be appropriate to take. On the 16th of December last year, the High Representative required the RS Prime Minister to set up a group to analyse the documentation produced by the Srebrenica Commission and to identify all officials, with emphasis on those still in the employ of the RS authorities, whose names appear in these confidential annexes. The working group's report is to be delivered both to the State Prosecutor and to the High Representative. The RS Government working group was established on the 13th of January 2005. Second point from OHR this morning concerns the monthly economic report. I've got it written down here that I've brought along copies, but actually copies are coming from a hot press upstairs, so they will arrive shortly. The trend identified in the latest economic report is positive, both in terms of the stability of the BIH currency, robust trading on both stock markets, and promising figures on the import-export front. That's the good news. The bad news is that the statistics that we have today, and these are the very latest statistics we've been able to put together, are for January of this year. And this, I believe, highlights the absolute urgency of equipping Bosnia and Herzegovina with statistics gathering capability. This isn't a luxury. It's not a boutique issue. When prospective investors look at a country, they want to see the latest economic figures. If the latest economic figures are 12 weeks old, that sends an absolutely negative image of the country. No investment means no new jobs. This is a problem that has to be fixed. However, as I say, the latest figures do show some positive trends on the economic front, and we'll have that report for you on the way out. The final point from us this morning concerns the High Representative's visit to Banja Luka. He's in Banja Luka today, and as we speak, he's addressing professors and cadets at the police academy in Banja Luka. Later, he'll be meeting RS officials, including Dragan Čavić, and members of the RSNA committees in charge of defence and internal affairs. The High Representative will hold a short press conference at the International Press Centre, and that's at 20 to 4 this afternoon. We issued a media advisory yesterday, and we have copies of that for anyone who is specifically interested in the timing of media events in Banja Luka this afternoon. With that, I shall pass you over to the capable hands of OSCE.
Thank you, Kevin. Good morning, everyone. I just have two short statements today. Ambassador Davidson is visiting Vitez today. He will be visiting two schools under one roof. He will be accompanied by Cantonal Minister of Education Lavrinovic, with whom he will have a separate bilateral meeting following the school visit. Ambassador Davidson will use that opportunity to discuss the minister's plans to comply with the laws on primary and secondary education, which call for administrative and legal unification of two-in-one schools. The ambassador looks forward to lending support to to the minister as Minister Levitovich carries out his obligations under the law, as well as those commitments made by BIH officials on education reform. Ambassador Davidson will then travel on to Banja Luka tomorrow. He will be there tomorrow. He will be meeting with a number of RS officials. There's going to be a press conference at the International Press Center tomorrow at 12:15. We'll send out a media advisory on that so that you can all have all the details and the rest of the ambassador's schedule. And that's all I have for you today. Thank you very much.
Good morning. On behalf of the EUPM, I have one point for you, and that pertains to police restructuring. The EUPM and the OHR will continue a series of public meetings being held throughout BIH on police restructuring. This week's events will be held in Bihać, Prijedor, and Pilnjevo. The purpose of these meetings is to present the Police Restructuring Commission's proposal to citizens, police, civil society representatives, and other interested stakeholders, and to open a broad dialogue on the ongoing process of police reform. Police restructuring will make it harder for criminals to operate and easier for the police to catch them. It will give police officers better access to modern crime-fighting technologies. It will increase the salaries of police officers and improve their working conditions. And it will allow for significant savings in administration, money that can be spent on schools and hospitals. This week's meetings will be held in the Bihać Assembly Hall at 1800 on 16th of March, that's tomorrow, in the City Center, City Theater in Prijedor at 1800 on 17th of March, and at the Dom Kulture in Pirnjavo at 1800 also on 18th March. The meetings will certainly deconstruct the myths linked to police restructuring. Police restructuring is not about abolishing the entities or the entity ministries of interiors. It's solely about creating a professional police service, accountable to the citizens and effective in fighting crime. Each public meeting will also focus on answering questions from members of the public. Information on police restructuring, also the schedule for the roadshow, can also be found on our webpage, www.eupm.org. That's all from us. Thanks.
Well, good morning from you four. I have no specific points for you today, other than to say this is my last press conference. I go back to England next Tuesday. There will be a short gap while the new spokesman is trained up, and during that gap, my chief, Lieutenant Colonel Bridget Rose, who sat at the front, will be able to answer any of your questions. And all it remains for me to say is thank you very much for your help and cooperation over the last 6 months, both to the people in the audience here and to my colleagues. Thank you.
Good morning from NATO. I have 2 points for you today. NATO headquarters Sarajevo welcomes the surrender by ICTY indictee Gojko Janković. We are also very pleased with the reported statement of the Serbian government that it is cooperating intensively with the government of Republika Srpska in meeting their commitments to the Hague Tribunal. We hope and we expect that this cooperation will result in further handovers that we have all been awaiting. NATO welcomes the comments of the RS Prime Minister Bukalovic that the RS will fully participate in the process of defense reform. At the current meeting in Mostar, 2 representatives of the RS are present and are involved. Concerning this issue, Dr. Gregorian will address the assembly of the RS on Friday. Thank you.
We have some questions. Yes.
Derek, you already mentioned that, but today apparently Drago Popović, also publicly indicted by the Hague Tribunal, surrendered in Belgrade. So I would like a comment on this because it shows a further sign of something by the government, and also the comment by OHR on these surrenders in 2 days, 3 days. Darija Šitasučić, Reuters.
Well, firstly, thank you for informing me of that. It's not the first time that the press have information before I have it. But thank you. I think that these surrenders are very good news, certainly for Bosnia and for the Balkans in a wider term. it shows that the pressure, the concerted pressure of the international community is paying dividends, and that pressure is on many fronts. It's economic, it's diplomatic, it's political, and I think it shows that the tide is turning against the past and in favor of the future.
I wouldn't have anything particular to add to that, other than to say that these are clearly steps. This is a process which will be completed when all of the indictees are in The Hague, cooperation with the ICTY is paramount in taking Bosnia-Herzegovina forward in the Euro-Atlantic accession process. So I would say that these are steps in the process. There's some more questions?
Bernard Milosevic, Srna News Agency. I just wish to check one information. Allegedly, NATO has created a list of 700 people, naturalized citizens from Islamic State, and submitted to the Office of Prosecution of BNH. So I just wish to check whether such information are true, one thing was also that NATO requested the Office of the Prosecution to repatriate those people, allegedly.
I'm glad you raised that question because it allows me to categorically deny it. This is a story that has come up in the past. I believe it originates from Zagreb, from a newspaper in Zagreb. There is no truth to that. We do not have a list of 700 people. The story is false. I can't be any more plain than that.
Žana Filipović, Radio Slobodna Evropa. Hoće li OHR napraviti veći pritisak prema visokim zvaničnicima Bosne i Hercegovine optuženim ili protiv kojih se vode istrage za korupciju, kriminal, primanje mita? Evo upravo je objavljena vijest da je Hasan Čegnić, poslanik Doma naroda, državnog parlamenta, dobio uputstvo iz suda Bosne i Hercegovine da preda putne isprave, da ne može napustiti zemlju.
Well, there is a process by which problems such as corruption can be addressed. That process is a judicial one. And the thrust of efforts to ensure that Bosnia-Herzegovina has a society that's as corruption-free as possible has been on ensuring that judicial institutions and the police operate at in the best possible way. It's also clear that elected individuals have a particular role and the integrity of the office that they hold and the manner in which they represent Bosnia-Herzegovina has to be taken into consideration. The judicial process has to move forward. Judicial institutions are the appropriate bodies to ensure that that happens. And likewise, politicians have to consider the position that they hold and act in an appropriate way, and the High Representative has made that very clear in the last few days.
Dakle, nema pritisaka iz OHR-a kao što je bilo protekle godine. Gospodin Šarović je smijenjen zbog afere ORA.
Well, there's pressure from the international community to ensure that the judicial institutions of Bosnia and Herzegovina are able to create a society in which corruption is no longer strangling the democracy here. The institutions must be allowed to do so. In addition to that, it's equally clear that elected officials have to bear in mind the particular responsibility that they hold. We have another question? Well, if we don't have another question, I'd just like to put it on the record so that it can be read years from now that I think on behalf of all of us on the podium that Chris, who's just announced that he's leaving, has been an excellent colleague. I'm sure all of you have found him to be the same. And we wish him the very best in whatever he's going to do next, which can't possibly be as exciting or as fulfilling as coming to Tuesday morning press conferences here. So on behalf of us all the very best, and thank you very much for the months that you've put in Bosnia-Herzegovina.